Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers, and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a Best Ever listener, you'll get a Best Ever discount. Mention Best Ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Andrew Massaro. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing well, and thanks for joining us. Andrew's joining us from Tampa, Florida. He's the owner of Rockstar Rehabs. He's been wholesaling since 2005 and has averaged about 4 properties a month since then. He's actively doing it, and he's the author of Quick Flips and Fast Cash, which you can find on Amazon. I'll have a link to that. It's a former number one bestseller in the real estate category on Amazon. And he also has a podcast he's been doing called Wholesale Coaching Inc. So check that out. And with that being said, Andrew, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure, I would love to. Back in 05, I was in a corporate job and sitting in a cubicle. You've probably heard the story a million times. I mean, literally, absolutely miserable. And I was making all of about $12 an hour. I was a sales rep, sales and marketing rep, and I worked on commission. So I was averaging the equivalent of about $12 an hour, working a ton of hours, the whole corporate thing, backstabbing coworkers, bad management, all that stuff. I used to show up late, take the executive lunch, take 2-hour lunches, and sneak out early whenever I could. I mean, it was just a complete nightmare. I'm just not meant to do that kind of thing. So we were going through a real estate boom at the time. I had a buddy. Some of the Best Ever listeners may have heard of him. You probably have. His name is Preston Ely. And he was a childhood friend of mine. He was wholesaling houses every month, just making money hand over fist. And the light bulb just went off. And I said, man, I have just got to get out of doing what I'm doing. Everybody's making money in real estate except me. And on top of that, I'm absolutely miserable. So I looked him up, got with him. It took some time, took some perseverance, and it took me whipping out my checkbook. But I finally got him to agree to kind of coach me up in wholesaling, which that was a new term to me. I had never even heard that term before. And 6 months later, after he started coaching me, I quit my job. That was early 2006. I've never had a job since. And it was just an absolutely fateful day. That day he took me on as a student, both for him and myself. And since then, you know, you said I've averaged about 4 flips a month. That's true. But I can do a lot more now, or I do a lot more now. Last year I was doing 10 to 12 flips a month because the market was absolutely on fire. Now it's slowed down, at least locally in my market, a little bit. So we're doing a little bit less, my partner and I, but that's it, man. So, you know, since I graduated from that coaching program in 06, I'm now the owner and president of Rockstar Rehabs, Inc., based out of Tampa, Florida. I'm also the owner and president of a national wholesale coaching program, Wholesale Coaching, Inc. I've been doing that since 2008. And that's really where my passion lies. I do like flipping houses. I love the kind of money and freedom it provides. But I really love growing talent and coaching and mentoring and teaching. And there's a real joy that comes with that. So that's it, man. That's my background.
Rockstar Rehabs, to me, implies there's a rehab versus, I mean, imagine that, versus wholesaling, which is, I don't think there's, at least I'm not aware of, a rehab. It's more, you know, being the go-between between the buyer and the seller. So what are you focused on now when you're doing real estate investing? Is it the wholesaling or is it the rehabs?
It's strictly wholesaling, and I'm actually glad that you brought that up and you said that, because that's exactly the impression that I want to get to the distressed seller. So things have gotten a little more sophisticated these days, especially with the internet. 10 years ago is different, but today a lot of sellers will look you up on the internet. So I want to give off every impression that I am going to be the end buyer, because 99% of motivated sellers don't want to deal with a broker, which is what a wholesaler is. Some of them will, but I don't even run the risk. So I want to present myself as much as I can as a buyer, as a cash buyer, who's going to fix up the house and then resell it to put their mind at ease. Is there a little deception involved? Absolutely. But the end result is the same and the motivation is the same. I want to get them as quickly and as easily out of that jam as I can, and also make some money in the process. So I'm still, focused on that. So it's the same as if I were actually fixing the house up. But what it does is, you know, if they Google me, or if they look at my business name, something like that, they can rest assured that their ultimate goal is going to be accomplished, which is they're going to get out of that house that they need out of badly. Whether it's falling down, or they lost their job, or behind on their payments, or whatever the reason is, they need to get out fast, and they need to understand that I'm the guy that's going to be able to do that for them. So yes, I purposely created my corporation name as such because I want to give off the impression that I am actually going to be rehabbing the house. In reality, I am going to be brokering the house to a rehabber. But again, the end result is always the same.
How do you get so many leads? So, because you're doing 10 wholesale deals a month?
Yeah, mostly. This is something I can touch on a little bit later. But, mostly a lot of people bring them to me now. So I've been doing this long enough, and I have an established buyers list. People know that. People know me in the community. They know that I can move deals. So I have a lot of wholesalers that just bring them to me, and I basically co-wholesale them to my buyers list and make money without even having to advertise. But I do quite a bit of advertising on my own. So I do, direct mail postcards every week, if not every week, every other week, depending on, the list I'm going after and the budget at that particular month and that time. We used to do bandit signs, which worked pretty good for a long time, but my local code enforcement has gotten a little more savvy and sophisticated, and they can actually make the number on the sign, the phone number, ring busy. They also can levy hefty fines if they find out who you are. So it's just made it really tough. So we kind of stopped doing that. But there's a whole host of things. You can, put a newspaper classified ad in the mail. You can enlist bird dogs. I have a family member that is been in the fire department, fireman for, 15 years. Anytime there's a fire at a house, he sends me that address and the name of the owners. I contact them. There's all kind of things, but mostly I get most of my leads from direct mail and also from just other wholesalers, whether they're beginners, or they happen to be students of mine or whatever, just bringing me deals.
What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
From a wholesaling point of view, I would tell everyone out there who's either thinking about getting into this business or maybe just got in or maybe has been in for a while, build your buyers list first. I just kind of touched on it a second ago about the co-wholesaling. There's really two main reasons why you want to do that. One is, like I just said, you can co-wholesale. And if people don't understand that term, we used to just call it bird dogging properties years ago, but now somebody came out with a product a couple years ago called co-wholesaling. That term has caught fire, and that's what everybody uses now. So basically what it is you just leverage your buyer's list. So one wholesaler gets the deal, and another wholesaler brings in the buyer, or vice versa. It doesn't matter which side of the coin you're on, but you can make money without even marketing or without even having deals. So you can co wholesale and still make money without having to spend much money on the front end. The second reason is you can learn a ton from your buyers about what they're looking for, what areas of town they love, what areas of town they hate, how they get their leads. And it's just it cuts your learning curve, Joe, immensely. When I was starting out in this business, I was always told, just go out there and find the deal. And if it's good, it'll sell. Well, I'm not so sure that really applies these days. And even if it does, I'm not necessarily comfortable with doing business like that. To me, just going out there and securing your buyers first is just smart. It's just the way it is, man. When times are tough and the market goes cold, your relationships with your cash buyers are that's what's going to keep you prosperous when everybody else is losing their shirt. It's no different than any other business out there. I mean, it's all about relationship and you learn a ton. So I give you a perfect example. When I was first starting out, I started contacting every rehabber and landlord that I could find. And I would leverage those relationships to contact more. I'd sit down with a rehabber, and at the end, I would always ask him, who else do I need to contact? Who else is doing what you're doing that I can talk to? And the type of information that I gathered from these people was just incredible. On top of that, I was able to score a blanket proof of funds letter from one of my buyers. I'll never forget this. I started asking everybody because, as a wholesaler, we technically don't need any funds. But like I touched on earlier, just like why I named my corporation Rockstar Rehabs Inc., because I want to give the impression that I'm actually going to be buying the house. Well, showing a motivated seller a proof of funds letter really helps with that. That says, okay, he's got the funds, he can close on this deal. Gives them peace of mind. You can probably find a proof of funds letter, although they're pretty tough to find these days, from transactional funding brokers and stuff like that. But I got a blanket one. It just says, Rockstar Rehabs Inc. is, you know, basically has $500,000 at their disposal to purchase and renovate real estate. And it was signed by an actual private lender. And I include it to this day with every proposal I send out. So that was one thing that I was just blown away by. The second thing is, you know, I get free leads from some of my buyers. You know, a lot of cash buyers, rehabbers, landlords, they do their own marketing these days. And they send out mailers and postcards and put out bandit signs and talk to people and they get leads. But a lot of times they don't have the time or even want to put out the effort to follow up on all these leads. So I remember sitting down with a couple buyers and they're like, hey man, you know, I've been looking for somebody to take these leads to. Here, just start following up on them. If you get a contract on it, just bring it to me first. That was the only thing they would ask in return. So that's a couple examples, man. I was able to score a proof of funds letter, which is tough for a wholesaler to get. I also got free leads, which I still get to this day from some of my buyers. And it also teaches you a ton and cuts your learning curve immensely, man, just talking to these people, because these are your customers. You know, it doesn't matter what business you're in. You know, you want to know what your customers are looking for, what their likes, what their dislikes, what they want, what they don't want. And you want to cater to that. You know, if you're feeding them stuff that they constantly aren't looking for, you're a time waster, and sooner or later they're going to stop looking at your emails or answering your calls. So to me, it's just smart business. And that's the biggest, you know, the best piece of advice I received and I could give to other people.
I love that. And I love build your buyers list first as the advice, because I know, you know, I don't do wholesaling, but I raise money for apartment communities and buy with investors. And the number one thing that I didn't do, but now I do for my future deals is get investors prior to having a deal. Similar to what you said, you know, once you have a deal, the money will come. Well, yes, but you will have gray hair or no hair and cry in a corner if that's the case, because it's an incredibly stressful time. If you have a deal and then you're trying to force fit time frame into raising the money. So for multifamily, that certainly still applies, but just insert, instead of a buyer's list, insert your investors for the property, where you have the, basically you have the demand before you have the supply. And if you have a business model, any business where you have demand for before you have supply, then you've hit a home run. So thanks a lot for sharing that. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's go. Shoot.
Best ever book you've read.
Wow. I have a little bit of a library here and I've read a ton of books, but I would probably have to say at least one of the best, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by a guy named T. Harv Eker. I'm a huge fan of Eker's. I've been to his Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is a 3-day workshop. I've been to it twice, actually. It's a great event, great book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get an audio version of a book like that for free. Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
I would have to say, after I was actually, I basically fell flat on my face. You know, I mean, I was actually flipping houses, doing pretty good. And then a downturn came and I was not expecting it. I fell flat on my face. I basically went broke. And I had to reinvent myself and reinvent my business and learn how to run a business. So that's basically it, man. And one thing I was always reassured about was, you know, most of the great achievers in the world, in this country, fell on their face at some point in time. My mentor did, you know, Donald Trump did. I mean, all these guys do it at some point in life, because you're a risk taker if you're an entrepreneur. So it's okay if you fall down. It's just about, you know, what's your next move? What are you going to do after that? And basically, I had to reinvent myself, and I was able to do it. So it was a great learning experience.
Best ever success habit you practice?
I would say I actually have two. One is I read daily, And just like that book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, I read books like that every single day, whether it's just a chapter or, you know, more, whatever. I try to get at least one chapter in every single day. I think, you know, reading books, not necessarily newspapers or magazines or stuff like that, but reading books is a great way to grow, maybe the best way. And I also practice positive declarations every day, and that also came from that book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He gives you not affirmations, but declarations. You're declaring to the universe every day who you are and what you are, and I read those out loud every day. So I read a book, I read at least one chapter in a book, and I recite positive declarations daily.
Best ever deal you've done?
Man, that is a tough one. One sticks out. It's it's been quite a number of years. I don't even remember the details, but I do remember two things about it. One is how much money. It was a student deal, and I'm a partner with my students in their deals. It's actually our deals. So I remember how much money. I remember we had $50,000 on the flip. And, 10 years ago, that wasn't, such an odd outcome. But today, with so much competition and everybody and their brother thinking they can flip a house, the margins have shrunk. They're still really good. But to hit a $50,000 assignment fee on a wholesale flip is just, I mean, that's a grand slam. So I remember that part about it. And I also remember what happened afterward, the steady, lead stream that came. This deal was actually brought to us by a realtor, and once she saw we could move that property, and she made a commission on it, then she started sending us just a river of leads that she was pulling off of MLS, and we just had deal after deal after deal, and she was loving it because she was making commission on all these, and it was a great partnership for leads, man, and for years we did it. So that's the two things. We flipped the house, made $50,000, which is a grand slam, and we just got a steady stream of leads coming from that same realtor afterward.
Best ever quote.
There is a quote that I sort of live by. There's a bunch of good quotes out there, but the best is for me is this. And it says, the best thing you can do for the entire world is to make the most of yourself. And, that quote came from, and this is going to get a little heavy here, man, for some of the best ever listeners here, but bear with me for a second. There's a lady out there named Esther Hicks, and she channels, she's like a channel for a spiritual guide who goes by the name of Abraham. She has a ton of books out there. All you have to do is Google Esther Hicks. And they're all about spiritual things like law of attraction and how to manifest in your dreams and desires and all that stuff. And I love them. I got a bunch of them. I love them. But anyway, that came from that, that entity or that spirit or whatever, Abraham, came through Esther Hicks and basically said the best thing you can do for the entire world is make the most of yourself. I live by that. I believe that's how real change becomes reality, is you first have to be what you want to see. And so that's the quote that I live by.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
I would probably say there was a time when I spread myself too thin. I have, which is what a lot of entrepreneurs have, what a lot of people call shiny penny syndrome, whereas you're always, looking for new ways to make money. And that's a double-edged sword. So sometimes you can do that and be real prosperous, but other times, what a lot of times happens is your other businesses fail. So I basically was focused on too many things, and I took my eye off the ball from my core business, which is wholesaling houses, and the deals lessened, and it became just a mediocre business, and I was just going through the motions, and business suffered, my income suffered, a lot of things suffered. So I had to get my focus back. I had to meet with a mentor of mine, and he basically told me. He said, you're running too many businesses at once. He goes, dump them all, focus on one, and be the best you can be. And I did that. As hard as it was for me to do it, I did it. and business came back up. And now what I usually do is I just invest my money. So instead of being hands-on in all these businesses, I'll find something that that I think is interesting, that has a lot of potential, and I'll try and invest some money into it with as little hands-on as possible, just so I don't become spread too thin and I can focus on my core business. You know, that's a big learning experience right there. It can be an expensive one too.
What's the best ever place to reach you, Andrew?
You can reach me by going to wholesalecoaching.com, and that's my coaching site. And you can get my contact information through there. You can also read about my program. Doesn't matter if you're looking for some mentoring or some coaching or just some guidance in wholesaling. I'm happy to talk to you about it. My program's very competitive. I only coach 10 people at a time. It's very hands-on. It's intense, and we get after it. So, but that's the best way to reach me right there, wholesalecoaching.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And best ever listeners, you can go to besteversurvey.com. I'm giving away a free ebook, actually 7 of them over the month of December from Brandon Turner, his ebook called Investing in Real Estate with No and Low Money Down. Just complete the survey. It's like 5 or 6 really short questions, and the purpose is so I can learn more about you to better customize the show content and the guests that we have on here, so that it meets your needs. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for joining the Best Ever Listeners and giving your advice, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe. It was a real pleasure. Take care.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.